Welcome back, Brother Henrik.
Thank you, Pastor.
Let's talk about the business life cycle at which you find your business. Every business has got a life cycle, and if you pay attentively, you are able to pin it at a particular life cycle. Definitely, it's not at the development phase. It's not at the introduction phase. Or is it? Or are you in a growth phase? Or are you in not maturity phase properly?
Not yet mature. Not yet. But I'm 4 years old. We've been in existence for 4 years now.
So you are known still in the market?
Yes, definitely known in the market. Yes.
But are you still developing, or are you starting to experience growth?
I'm starting to experience growth. I mean, certain things I couldn't do, I'm definitely experiencing growth.
Beautiful. And tell me, the ownership model, are you the sole proprietor? Are you the director, single director in the business, or are you having other people?
I'm a single director in the company.
I see. And that is, yes, the ideal model for you. It works well for you?
For now.
Yeah,
but I see it extending. I'm actually looking at opening an MPO.
Yes.
Later on, also, so that I can do this performing arts center at home as well.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah. And what will you say are your immediate business needs? I wouldn't say immediate music needs, because music is a product, and I don't want people to confuse you with, I mean, you do both. You entertain, you offer the product. But the main thing here is that you have Munyeki Muli to entertain the future elements.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, President.
What would you say are your immediate needs right now?
Right now, like I said, the sound, the equipment that we need to, we need more. Like your lighting, your sound, your PA system. And then your backlines. Those are immediate needs.
Those are equipment that make you able to do your work. Not only entertainment, I guess, also the development work that you do.
That's correct. Yes.
Should one own these things, or should one have access to them?
One should own them. At the moment, I'm having access to them. I have business friends that I work with, so I need to own my own and then also add up on what I have.
So if there is a very generous donor somewhere who likes the story you are telling, if there's one thing they really can do for you is to fund the acquisition of best equipment for both performance but also for development, right?
That's correct, Basem. That's what I'm begging for. Yes, because also I'm looking at using the very same equipment for my live streams, you know, music online teachings as well, because they assist in that.
If you were to acquire all that, how long does it take for one to see such few returns and growth?
Well, a year or two.
I guess with COVID-19 now and travel ban, you're not even thinking of overseas markets, no? Except live streaming.
Except live streaming, yes. I can't go overseas now. But is that
becoming the new normal, and that people will start consuming things online, and music should also go along those lines?
That's
so
true.
Live performance.
Yes, that's true. Hence the live streams. Hence we're doing the live streams. Yes, you know.
Do you do them on Facebook, or what do you do them?
Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube channel. My YouTube channel.
I see.
Yes.
And the response is good.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, I just had one, the one that I was doing, celebrating my 15-year anniversary. It's been amazing. I featured a friend of mine from Joya Celebration called Buleng Match. It was just amazing. It was amazing.
How do we monetize that?
How do we monetize that? Through royalties, Prasem. Like I said, you see the once I live stream on YouTube and Facebook. So some but what's this? Some row, I can actually claim like there's a document that I need to fill in, a form that I need to fill in, and then send to Samro, and then tell them the songs that I've been performing, and then they can track that, and then they can get royalties for that, as long as they are my own compositions.
And your music is your own.
Yes, definitely. That's my own.
Do you write your own music?
Yes, I do write my own music, person. A lot. I even write for other people.
Heaven.
Yes.
So you also have writing skills.
That's correct.
But this is very interesting. Where is it in the family? I mean, where do you get all this? is it from your education, or is it natural talent? Or?
I think it's natural talent. And then also maybe perhaps getting it from my because both my parents used to sing with us then. So I think so. They had this talent now, but dormant somewhere. I don't know, but I think they contributed a lot towards this. But I think it's talent more than anything else, God-given talent.
Are you seeing other talent in the other youngsters that you work with as you're teaching and?
Oh yes, Prasem. Prasem, I teach incredible upcoming, you know, musicians and singers. They are very gifted. I mean, those are one of the reasons why I want to wake up and come to work every morning, because of the talent these people have. And I see them on daily basis. I'm thinking to myself, yo, the world is about to experience greater things. Yes.
Wow. And we touch on the live streaming and this technology. How far deep do you want to move into the technology space?
Having my own studio, Prasen, because also a studio makes things much easier, especially when you do this live stream and online teaching. It makes things much easier. So having my own studio would make things much easier for me to actually, you know, get more deeper into technology. And then trust me, I have realized that fourth industrial revolution is the thing now, and we have to you know get used to it. Life will never be the same after this. We need to adjust to this new life of living.
And any plans in terms of online store, e-commerce stuff along those lines? I'm sure you don't want the website that is just static. You want people to engage and interact with your website.
Yes, most definitely. Currently, I'm still working on my website, which has, you know, like your blog and everything, where we can actually communicate. But mostly people do communicate with me through social media, Facebook, Instagram as well, so, and Twitter as well. So, but I would definitely love that site to be up and running so that I can, you know, also sell my music there. But I'm currently selling my music on iTunes and other digital platforms. My music is definitely available there.
Okay. So as Hendrik Munyek.
As Hendrik Munyek, yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay, and I guess mostly your clients are the church-going type of people that are inspired by your music.
Yes, that's that's correct. And surprisingly, I do have a pop song that I wrote called "Stay." Mm. It's also available. It's there even on YouTube. I have a video of it as well.
Mm.
Yes, person.
Okay, and so let's talk about how we. We should. How do we connect with multiple interested people out there? Maybe somebody might like your story and say, "I want to be invested in this business." Not necessarily buying you out, but supporting the idea because they believe in it. And somebody will say, "Listen, I have a band and I need somebody to manage it for me, or manage events or whatever." Or somebody said, "Look, I like what I hear. This is the person to invite for my next function." You know, how do people go about acquiring your services?
Okay, on Facebook, I'm Hendrik Munyeki, Hendrik with a C K, H E N D R I C K, Munyeki, M O N Y E K I. That's Hendrik Munyeki. Both my personal and my page. Those are my name and surname. And on Instagram, I'm at H Munyeki. And then on Twitter, I'm at Munyeki Hendrik. And then my email address is hendrikmunyeki@gmail.com. One word, all small letters. Hendrik with a CK. HendrikMunyeki@gmail.com. And my number is 011-969-6072. And my personal number is 072-162-4868.
Good. Just repeat those two last two numbers using the international and South African code.
Okay, it's +27 72 162 4868. I repeat, +27 72 162 4868.
Yeah, and the other one?
+27 11 969 6072.
+27 11 969 6072.
And
you are available 24/7.
That's correct.
Yeah. Skype address?
Skype, my name and surname, Hendrik Munyeki, HENTRICK. MONYEKI.
Yeah, and you're not on Twitter, no?
I'm also on Twitter. Twitter. Yeah, I do. I'm also on Twitter. At Munyeki Hendrik. Yeah. At Munyeki Hendrik.
Yeah, and you talk about blog. You have blog pages?
Like I said, I'm still working on my website. Definitely has a blog.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It will have a blog. Now, if they want to taste your music before they can call you, is there somewhere where your music can be heard?
Yeah.
Maybe demos type. I don't know what you call them. Yours is not demo because you're professional.
They can stream.
Maybe snippets of your music.
My music is available.
They can stream.
Yes, my music is available on all social, all digital platforms, including YouTube as well.
Wow. Let's say this is beautiful story. I like the idea of entrepreneurship in music, not just focusing on playing music, because there's a lot of people who are just playing music, but very few people who are really making enterprises.
That's correct.
Out of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to follow your footsteps. Maybe it's talented, you know, they can play and they enjoy it, but they also want to become entrepreneurs in music. What is the advice that you want to give them?
I would love to say they should come to school. There's something that's been bothering Prasen, is that doctors do go to medical school, but musicians don't want to come to musical school. Therefore, you can't call yourself a musician if you're not studied, if you have even studied music. So I'm saying they should come to school and learn that music is business. Music is business. They should learn accountability. They should learn to pay SARS and also submit at the CIPC. There's something that I've been talking about a lot on social media, that people don't know that as much as they submit to SARS, they should also submit to CIPC. And also there's a current situation now where government is saying we should register on the CSD, the CSD system.
Mm.
You know, so people can't get tenders, people can't get they can't get booked because they don't have vendor numbers or they don't have supplier numbers. And for them to get all those, they need to register via on the CSD, so that they can get government gigs and all that.
Yeah. Yes. CSD, Central Supplier Database of the National Department of Treasury.
That's correct, Prasen.
Fine.
Yeah. Musicians,
I think that's a beautiful advice.
Musicians don't know that as yet, Prasen. Or maybe they are okay getting those gigs, which can be at churches and all that. But if they really take this as business, they need to do that.
Obviously, that suggests that they have to register a business.
That's correct.
Before they
because music is business. They need to register. Yeah. If
do you supply that advice, are you support and anything otherwise? If people come to you and say, "I heard you talking at Commercial Club Radio Africa, I'd like to follow your advice to formalize myself." Do you have a consultancy unit that does that?
In fact, Prasen, I teach music business at the school, and then I do help people to register their own companies. I do help my own students to register their own companies, because that's what I teach them to, that music is business. So anybody is actually welcome to do so. I can help them absolutely free.
I actually would like to say all the related fields, music, art and culture programs, film, sport and recreation. If you are talented in those things and you really do them very good and you enjoy education, you have to turn them into business.
That's correct, Prasen.
Sounds like you and I, we might have to enter into a relationship and put together a campaign there just to tell people that your talent is business.
That's correct. Yes. Yes, Prasen. That would be great.
We don't want to see these ongoing sad stories where people enjoyed playing their music and entertaining people. Come the end of their days, now they are not leaving anything
behind.
That's
correct. Yeah, no, that would be a sad thing. Mm. Yeah, we need to.
But I'm glad you are making yourself available. You are not just saying I'm okay because I'm enlightened. I'm sorting myself out. You are extending an arm and say, if you are out there, come to my school. Let me teach you, but I also help you to set up and become a business person in music. You can still play, but you can still play. But the long and short of it is that be able also to manage it as your own business.
That's correct, Prasen.
I think this music message must be loud and clear.
Yes, Prasen.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for that. And any closing remark?
I would like to say thank you for having me, Prasen. And thank you to your listeners.
Yeah.
And I hope somebody will come out there and also try to assist me with this.
Absolutely. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hendrik Munyeki, the founder and the CEO of Munyeki Mugalefa Entertainment Pty Limited. A boy from New Eastres in Tswane, who bumped into the legends and the life has never been the same. Based in Ekurhuleni, running his own music outfit there, but still performing live and very committed to helping other up-and-coming music to turn their talent of music into enterprise. Beautiful to have such people in our country. Feel free to contact him and join him in this effort of nurturing the industry. Thank you very much for tuning in. and we are now calling it off. We'll see you next time, or we'll hear from you next time. Goodbye.